Well, this is my sixth Christmas with you all. I've had to stop and think about that one. It seems not possible. But I told this story six Christmases ago, and I brought it back for a reason. Some cultures celebrate the Feast of the Epiphany by exchanging gifts in honor of the Magi, such as in Mexico, a lot of Latin America, and Spain. I don't know about South America, but other places do as well. When I was in the seminary, one of the things I missed the most was my kitchen. I found it was, you know, when you're living in an institutional situation like Mount Angel, some of the food was good and some wasn't. I missed having access to my own refrigerator and that sort of thing. I finally got a small fridge, which we used in the office here recently. And a lot of the food was very good at Mount Angel, but occasionally they served some real clunkers, such as... get this one, liver ball soup. Yeah, when we didn't eat it all, they ground it up and put it in the spaghetti. We all made sure it didn't come back for a third incarnation. I won't tell you how we did it. We decided that was it. So I found myself pining for my own kitchen, as you can understand. When I was at Queen of Peace, I was with Father George. We shared a kitchen. That was great. So when I got to Hillsborough, I was really looking forward to having a chance to do my own cooking again a little bit. And so I got there, and I loved St. Matthew's. I would have stayed there 12 years if I could have, but I was the associate. You know, I had to move on. But when I got in the kitchen, I opened the refrigerator, and it was jammed from top to bottom with food. I couldn't put one item in it. Not only was the pastor's food in there, but also the entire staff was in there, all 17 of them for lunch. So I just said, this is not going to work too well either, you know. I don't know what I did about that. But fortunately, God answered my prayers. They started a building project and tore the rectory down. So, you know, it's amazing what God will do when you pray. So I moved to North Plains, and I commuted from there. I was at that St. Edward Church, just living in the rectory, and it had a kitchen. And so there was a lady in the parish, a very dear lady, who made me a gift for my new kitchen. And I brought it with me. I have it hidden in a place so the MC wouldn't clean it up prior to Mass. If anybody's listening on the tape, I hid it under the altar. This bag has seen better days, but it wasn't wrapped like this. This is what she gave me. Some of you will remember this from 6 years ago. I hope you do. This was the gift that I pulled out of the bag. This was the gift I pulled out of the bag. I restuffed it for the occasion, but there are two dish rags stitched together like little pants. And I said to her, I said, oh, you know, you really shouldn't have. I've had lots of creative people tell me what I ought to use these for. Some people think it's a dish rag. Other people want to put little plastic bags and pull them out of the bottom of the pants here. He said, make sure and hide it inside the drawer, though, Father. I said, yeah, that's where it's been for 12 years, hidden inside a drawer. Well, I'm taking orders. I've got the next year, my fifth year here, somebody gave me these. So I have two more of them. I could probably make some money selling these. We might be able to fundraise for Africa with these. Give them to your friends. They'll appreciate it. Well, actually, somebody at the last one of their masses was from Hillsborough, so I probably will get told on. But I brought that out for a reason, because, you know, God also wants to receive a gift from us, and so often we don't know what to give him. You know, we God can be very difficult, we think, to please or to give him the gift that he wants, and that's not the case at all. When we look at the wise men, they knew just what to give God, and it glorified him. And so we have to look to the wise men to find an appropriate gift for God of our lives. You know, a gift says so much about the giver. It's so important when we give a gift that we realize that we're expressing ourselves when we give. I got a very inexpensive watch when I was a child. It was a watch that came free with a box of cologne or something, and the giver had put it in a real fancy box to try to fool me, a 13-year-old. I was not fooled, and me and my sister went to various stores trying to find the cologne that it went with, you know. And I remember that, even though that person's long deceased. But I think, you know, I don't want to be cheap with God. I want to give him something that means something. So when we look at the wise men, they gave him gold, which symbolized that he was a king. This is a baby they're looking at, remember. Frankincense, which was used in worship, and therefore they were acknowledging him as God. Amazing thing for these pagans that were coming in. And myrrh, because he was going to die. This was not only a prophecy, but it also expressed something about the givers. So we too can learn something here. What sort of gold does God want from us? We often think of sacrificial giving or tithing. I think what our Lord is also looking for here is the gold of some kind of a sacrifice, something that costs me something. This is very pleasing to God. What I'm talking about are the little things that we do, a little act of kindness, like, you know, you're very rushed when you go out of the store, like we all were last month, and you take the time to look behind you and hold the door for somebody. And when you do that, you say, oh, Lord, I've just done this for you. This person was you, and I let the door open for you. Or you're tempted to say that sharp remark, but you keep your mouth shut and say, Lord, I'm offering this to you. Or I'm caught in traffic. Remember that day when it snowed? I was talking with some people that were on the road for 6.5 hours between Portland and Salem. And you offer that to God without complaining. That's a more extraordinary offering. But all these different ways, we can find these little ways to offer something to God. I got this idea from St. Teresa of Lisieux, my patron saint. She prayed me into the priesthood, I think, from heaven. She's been praying for me. She said in her book, The Story of a Soul, that the way that she related to God was by offering small sacrifices and doing them as an act of love. We very seldom have a chance to do something really great for God or very extraordinary. You know, when I become a priest, that was extraordinary. But I really haven't done anything like that for 19 years now. It's just small things, and I'm sure it's the same with you. I found myself at Macy's, not the day after Christmas, but 2 days after, because I wear a medium, and I got a size small in a couple of things. So I was there exchanging gifts, and of course, I thought by Sunday the crowds would be less with the exchanges, and they weren't. So I got in there, and I thought, well, you know, it's kind of a long line, but maybe I'll pick up something for my sermon on Sunday in here. So I got in line. Everything was going fine. There was a line behind me, and there was a lady in front of me, of course, and she pulled out these two items. She had three little kids with her, and she didn't have a receipt, and she wanted money, and she's talking and talking, and he says, well, the one has a tag, and we'll give you a gift card. The other one doesn't have one of our little tags on it, so that may not belong to us. And she argued and argued. And so finally the guy left his register and went off looking for another one. And I'm thinking, you know what I was saying? Hail Mary, full of grace. I was praying. And I said, I'm going to get some gold here. I'm going to offer God my sacrifice. Even though I was furious, I was being very calm, you know, and I really was. But of course, God saw that and decided to try for some more for me. He came back and he said, all right, we'll give you a gift card for both of them. And she said, no, I want money. She said, your things are too expensive here. We're going to go spend it somewhere else where everything's cheaper. And I thought, oh my gosh, that's so rude. And I just kind of smiled. And I kind of, my eyes were starting to roll, so I closed them, you know. You don't say a thing like that. You know, it's just very. So anyway, he called the man. It took 15 minutes. We've been waiting in line now. And he says, all right, I will give you a gift card for the one, and I will give you money for the other. The one without the tag, we cannot give you money. We will give you a gift card. And she said, oh, well, in that case, I'll go home and get the receipt. And then she walked away. And then he looked at me and he said, I was the next one in line, and he said, and how are we today, Father? I could tell that he wasn't too thrilled either about it. And I said, oh, I'm fine. I just want to kill that previous lady. That's all. Now all the gold disappeared. I'm going to offer God my gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And, you know, I said, oh, my gosh. And I was recognized, too, you know. So it was an opportunity, though. And haven't we all been there? You know, isn't that something we all experience? We're looking for big things to do, and that was it. You know, this is what God wants. Frankincense. That obviously refers to prayer. If I don't have a daily prayer time, I'm missing out on what life is all about. If you spend a little time with God, He'll make everything else go clearer. You'll see what your life is about. Things will begin to go into shape. But in addition to a prayer time, and we're going to be having adoration hours sign-ups in the next 2 weeks. We're going to put out the hours that are actually open for you so that you can see there's some really good prime time hours that are free. But we can also pray when we do little things throughout the day. For example, I put some stuff in the laundry. Why don't you say to God right at that moment, oh God, cleanse my heart and purify my soul with your blood, you know? When I'm cooking dinner, I can say, oh Lord, feed my soul, feed my heart with your word, especially when I hear the scriptures at Mass or when I'm praying, just as I'm feeding my family or myself. Or when I'm making the bed, you know, I'm going to make this for you, Lord, because you can see what I'm doing, so I'm going to do a special job for you. Nobody else will know, but God knows. A little thing like that, God is very pleased with that. It shows we love him. This is what he wants from us. When I go to turn on the television set, perhaps I will offer God my eyes as I begin to watch. And if something comes on I shouldn't see, I will close them. Nobody needs to know. It's just as simple as that. These little things are all God asks. Myrrh is one that's a little more difficult to grasp. But our Lord tells us the person who loves his life in this world loses it. The person who loses his life for me saves it. Am I able to do an unselfish act today? Is there some way I can die to myself each day, a small way? Then God gives me my life back, you see. I double my generosity and my love. If I turn away from a sin, I've made a New Year's resolution, and one of them happens to be some sort of a disorder in my life. When I turn toward God, this is a dying to self to live for him. If I blow it and fall again, every time I get up, I have prayed once again, and I have died to myself. In these ways, we can offer God not gold, frankincense, and myrrh, but a life that is dedicated to God in the little things that you and I have each day. And in this way, our lives can be a great offering to God in the everyday of our lives.